Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know, and welcome back to another episode. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We've been on the air for almost a year now. Got lots of great episodes there from industry leaders, from attorneys, from accountants, to marketers, to so much good information. Again, our only goal is to have you listen to the show and say, hey, that was good to know. If you're interested in sharing some knowledge or you want to talk about a subject that you think our audience would like to know, just shoot me an email, jeff@stanislow.com. It's jeff@stanislow.com, and we might be able to be on the show as well. In our first segment, we talked with Nuke Goldstein. Nuke is an AI expert, and he is, we talked about AI, we talked about it in the business and the marketplace and how the shifts are going to happen and the adoption, you know, at 75%, and how in 5 years it's going to, AI is going to be completely different than what we're seeing today. But we kind of left off and I wanted to bring him back so we could spend some time, and I'm going to play the CEO. And I'm going to be a CEO of a mid-sized company, and I'm going to, you know, have a conversation with Nuke about the things that I should be thinking about. Nuke, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
So we talked a lot about great adoption statistics and how people are going to, you know, use AI and where it's going to create some efficiencies and some productivities early on. Now I want to kind of get into the real life use case. So, you know, and have you helped me walk it out? Now you're going to do an event this fall. And if someone's interested in that event, you can just email Nuke. His email is ai@nukegold.com. Again, ai@nukegold.com. We'll also put this information up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow, when we get the event details all lined up. But it's going to be designed for the CEO or C-level business owners to really understand and start having a plan forward with an AI, you know, planned in a strategy. So, Nuke, I'm a CEO of, let's say, you know, a $50 million, you know, manufacturing company, and I'm going to attend your event. Tell me a little bit about, like, you know, or I hired you as a consultant to bring you one-on-one to focus on my company. Just at the highest level, you know, what's that kind of conversation like? Hey, Nuke, you know, I'm reading all about this AI. I've played around ChatGPT. I've done some stuff with it. I, you know, did some prompts. I made some pictures. I asked it to do some, write some stuff up for me, you know, a letter, an executive summary, things of that nature. And I see the power of this. But, you know, now what should I do? You know, I got a 25 people here. I want my company to survive and grow. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of your first steps and recommendations to a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, you made the first step. You know, the cure for anything is admitting you have a problem, right? And it, you know, it's a problem, it's an opportunity. So the first step is when you bring me or you bring a CAIO into your company, it's not to jump into conclusions. I have a three-phase plan called APE, which is Analysis, Plan, Execution. And I think the first thing to do is to understand the company, understand the product, understand the company, the customers, the challenges, the objectives, the market, but also understand the people, the 25 employees that you have. Who are they? How do they think? Who are the managers? How do the managers think? And I think the first thing that the CAIO needs to do is understand the people and give an optimistic outlook about AI. Why is it good? You know, what are the challenges, but what also the benefits? Because we're not doing this just to address challenges. We are doing this to improve the company, to make the company more productive, more profitable, right? So everybody needs to buy in, especially the management, because otherwise all the changes would be very, very hard to do. at the end of this this analysis, you can start and work on a plan. And the plan needs to be feasible, needs to be, you know, not rely on stuff that doesn't exist if you want to implement, but also have a strategy, you know, where is the technology going to, and address that. So the plan needs to, and the plan needs to go through every department in your business. This is not just about your product. This is not just about your people. This is about everything from accounting to inventory to customer support to marketing. And I'm putting engineering aside. That's a different topic because that's where you need to really work with the CTO, the head engineer, or whatever, whoever manages your engineering. And figure out what's the best way to approach all this. So I'm not even going there. This is obviously the biggest part, but I'm saying in the organization level, you can come up with a plan that is digestible by the company and feasible. And I'll give an example. We talked last time about customer support. Can we make customer support more efficient and better? Same goes for marketing. Same goes for accounting, legal. All these things can be done much more efficient today with today's capabilities. You just need to introduce the right tools, et cetera. And then you go to, you know, you need to understand the CEO's, you know, appetite for risk. You know, what's the objective here? And you can go as far as revamping the product. I mean, you know, we talked about it last time. Your customers are going to have different expectations very soon.
Right.
I'll give you an example. You like the example of banks. 20 years ago, if a bank didn't have a website active website where you can do your banking, or I'm not even talking about apps didn't exist until 15 years ago. It wouldn't matter. I mean, I need to go to the bank, talk to the banker, and voila, I got my banking done. But today, if your bank told you, hey, I don't have a website and I don't have an app, you probably wouldn't do business with the bank.
Right. So 100%. I'd be next one, please. Unless they were related, unless they wanted to give me money for 0%. Then I might be
in your
to
mind,
go
the they're probably sitting with pens and papers and doing spreadsheets with with pencils. Look, yeah. So, and this happened slow but pretty fast. I mean, apps were just 15 years since the first App Store, Apple App Store started. It's nothing. It's like and today we don't even think twice about these things. With AI, it's faster, by the way. So what does that mean? So when you come up with a plan, you have to address all these things. And I think people are the hardest thing, because until I gave that example about banks and apps, you wouldn't even think like that. You said, yeah, of course I need an app. But 10 years ago, it would be a fight, right? I don't need an app. It's too expensive. Who needs that? There are other concerns as well. Security, for example. It doesn't matter if you do one thing toward AI, but if you don't address new security concerns, you're going to get hit. There's new challenges that come from AI, prompt injections, deepfakes, AI-based Siebel attacks, where AI creates all these accounts and you can't recognize if it's a human or not. These challenges can be addressed, but you need to understand that they exist. So that's the plan. The plan needs to cover everything from A to Z, and then you sit with the CEO, you sit with the top management, and you say, okay. And if it's smart, if you're smart as a CAIO, it needs to be both modular, meaning, hey, I want this, I don't want that, and gradual.
Right.
I'm going to replace your whole customer supports tomorrow. Start firing them now, and by usually this doesn't work. You need to have a gradual plan. Mm-hmm. And there's two reasons for that. One is because, disruption like that is not good for the company. But two, you can be wrong. You can be wrong about the technology. You can be wrong about the timing.
Right.
We all have opinions and, sometimes we get it wrong. So the plan is to cover all of that. And then you agree on, okay, This is the final plan. And then the execution part. And the execution is...
Let's dive into execution.
My recommendation...
Let's dive into execution in a minute. We're talking with Nuk Goldstein. Nuk is, in AI. He's been in AI for a long time. Has built, several products in the space, and now is also working on, a consultancy, kind of a fractional CAIO, which is like what Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer
AI.
Yeah, exactly. And, sometimes some people like this role hasn't even really been defined as of yet. And, but we know it's coming. Nuk will help with kind of like more of a fractionalized, CAIO or consultant and help businesses. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. Nuk's going to be hosting an event here in Tampa for C-level executives at a company who really want to kind of understand AI in a semi-private setting. Also, Nuk is doing completely private settings. If there's a CEO that really doesn't understand AI, but yet doesn't want to go back to the board with not really understanding it, Nuk can help him there. His email is ai@nukgold.com. So Nuk, one of the things that you just mentioned, which is kind of interesting, is like as a CEO, I should tap all my business unit leaders to come in and start thinking about AI for their business units and how it's going to impact their business unit. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a teamwork. You have to be able to earn the trust and understanding of at least the top management team, because without their buy-in, it's impossible to implement. I mean, it's going to stay a report or a plan on paper, and nothing will happen, and it'd be unfortunate because your competitors are doing something. So everybody needs to be in. And so I think part of the CAIO job is to teach and educate and convince people that this is the right thing to do.
Right, because, AI is just not one blanket technology that's going to solve everybody's problems. There's a lot of industry talk about creating AI agents to do, certain tasks. So a company may have an AI agent to help with customer service that's different than an AI agent that may, help with a company's logistics and, strategy and planning. We're talking with Nuk Goldstein, ai@nukgold.com. Nuk is doing a consulting. We're going to have an event. We'll have more information for that up sometime later this fall, maybe mid to late September. You can get that information at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com or email Nuk directly, and they'll put you on the list to get that information and sign up. It's ai@nukgold.com. So Nuk, on the agent side of things, so like, am I right saying that it's just not like one, take the red pill and AI is going to run your business now? But these AI agents are going to do specific tasks for business units.
Yeah, exactly. So if you think about ChatGPT or Claude or any of these very generalized AI chatbots, they can do everything, but they're not specialized in specific things. So today, there's new technologies where people can create those agents. And an agent is just a specialized, task-oriented AI that can do different things. I'll give you one example. My neighbor, who is not a technologist, is not a software engineer, developed an agent to help him with his wine list. And I love this example because he has data. He likes wine, and he collects a spreadsheet of wine prices and quality and whatever. He feeds that to the agent, and he can ask questions. What restaurant has this? What, you know, what's the best wine for this meal, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that somebody right now, today, can build something like that with zero technical skills just tells you that we are going to be flooded with AI agents. Estimates are that there's going to be billions of them. Think about it like apps, but, you know, obviously much, much larger than apps, because an app, you need like an engineering team to develop. Here, you're, you know, anyone can develop those. So billions and billions of agents would be around us, and I suspect this would be so chaotic and so confusing that you'd probably have AIs that all they do is to scour the marketplaces and find what is the AI that I need. You can ask a question and give it the AI and you use it. But expect a flood of these things coming very soon.
Nuke Goldstein, AI at nukegold.com. And he's going to be having a C-level event sometime mid to late September. We'll have more information on that. If you're a C-level executive, a CEO, it's going to be a small group, maybe 2-3 hours and a luncheon where you can have a roundtable on AI, and Nuke's going to lead the charge. If you're interested in a private consultation, you know, you have some proprietary things that you want to talk about in your business or some ideas that you think may give you edge, just email Nuke as well. It's AI at nukegold.com, and he can set up a consultation for you. And I know Nuke is also looking at, you know, creating a fractionalized CAIO, which is Chief AI Officer. Nuke, you know, kind of up next, we said we'd table implementation a little bit. So, all right, I'm the CEO. I understand some AI. I got my team members to buy in on this. And each department head, I got marketing, I got engineering, I got accounting, I got HR, I got my product manager. You know, I got these team members. They're all buying in on AI. And, you know, we're going to be working on a plan to implement this. Now, let's talk about execution. You mentioned something about you got to be careful about security. What does an execution plan kind of look like, or implementation plan, and how do you go about that?
Yeah, so the first thing I would do is deputize at least one person in each department. If it's HR or legal or, you know, customer support, any department in the business needs to be one person who, A, understands the department, the needs, the people, the what did they do, what are the KPIs, et cetera, and B, will be able to communicate with the AI officer. And that will help in several ways, but mostly to maintain a line of communication and understand how things are going, what are the obstacles, if there are any, is there any difficulties, is there anything else that needs to be done. So this will help kind of make sure that the plan is going and is successful. Secondly, every department has its own flavor of AI implementation. You know? So this is obviously something that can impact every aspect of the company. But I would start with the employees. As I mentioned last time, the employees are going to be AI savvy before the company is AI savvy. You know, similar to how people used apps before, you know, most companies knew how to address this situation. So your employees are going to be savvy, and how do we capitalize on that? How do we make them more efficient, more productive? And of course, you know, you need to consider, other business needs like security. Some, you know, if you run a financial company, you may not want to use an online AI like ChatGPT because you risk of giving them sensitive information. So maybe you need like something that is more of a closed box AI, which is doable. We have the technology to get a ChatGPT 4.0 level and better out of the box, internal to the company. So you need to account for all of this and get the employees to be more productive before you do anything else. That would be my number one task. The second thing, I would look at what kind of data does this company have? Do you have any proprietary data, any meaningful and voluminous data? Can you turn that data into knowledge? And can you turn that knowledge into intelligence? Can you capitalize on it? Can you make the company better? Can you make your products better, your services? That's something that each company, it's different from one company to another. But I would look into that. The third thing is new tools. What are the tools available to assist you with your CRM, with your accounting, inventory management, the physical inventory? What new tools are out there and can help you? So I think any good CAIO will have an enormous catalog of everything that is available in the market and utilize that catalog toward the proposal for the CEO, cost performance, et cetera, et cetera. The last thing is, as you mentioned, AI agents. What does that mean? Do I need, if I wanted to build, do I need to build something specific, for different aspects of the company, these agents? Let's say you run a travel company. Do you want an agent that will help you do the booking or even find the best flights? And I know it sounds like Web 2.0, but it's not. You have to understand these AIs, that's the next level of turning data into information. That's turning information into knowledge and intelligence. So when I'm saying travel agency, I'm not talking like the old travel companies. I'm talking about the travel agent that will make sophisticated decisions for you. Do I need to build something like that? Maybe my company, maybe I run a manufacturing company, like you said, but all my sales agents, and these are not going anywhere. People will want to see a person doing sailing, but maybe these sales agents fly all over the place. Can I replace my travel agency with something that is far better and way cheaper than what I use now? So I'm just, shooting the breeze here. I don't know what the company does, but I'm just saying there's so many aspects to this.
Right.
So many things you can do over time. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of times these businesses, they know it's coming, right? They just don't know what to do or how to do it. And so they need someone to kind of help them, guide them through, ask some tough questions, get the information from the business, and put a plan moving forward. We're talking with Nuke Goldstein. Nuke is an AI expert, and you can reach Nuke at ai@nukegold.com. And Nuke is going to be hosting an event for CEOs in Tampa Bay, mid to late September. We'll have more information on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, coming up here pretty soon. If you want to reach Nuke directly, again, ai@nukegold.com. He's also doing, consultations and consulting agreements with companies directly, or even a fractional chief in AI officer type of service. Nuke, thanks for joining the show. And then until next time, we'll have more to come.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure as always. And, do contact me. I would love to hear from you if you manage a company and open a conversation and, let's just talk. I would love to understand, your point of view and see.
Fantastic.
What you can do.
Again, thanks, Tampa, for listening. www.thatisgoodtoknow. Have a great day.